What a beautiful morning, what a beautiful day, what a beautiful afternoon. Just a few minutes. I know we've been here for quite some time, but I want to leave with you a word here. But before that, let's listen to the word of God. It's from Isaiah. You don't need to open the books, your Bibles. I'll read it for the sake of time. It's found in Isaiah chapter 9 and verses 6 through 7. For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace, and there will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace. That was in the Old Testament. And in the New Testament, in Luke and chapter 2, we read the following. That was a prophecy there. We read the following. And the angels of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around those shepherds of old, and they were terribly frightened. And the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy." We heard the choir singing that, and it shall be for all the people. And those shepherds ran to Bethlehem, and they couldn't wait to go and look there. And in chapter 2, verse 20, it says, "And the shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as has been told them." The prophecy said it. Then later on, many years later on, the prophecy was accomplished. This is God in action. This verse 20, in the Phillips translation, it says, when the shepherds, as we heard you sing this morning, they left the sheep and followed the lamb. When they went and followed the lamb and there looked at him, at his majesty, though he was a little child, the government was still upon his shoulder. In the Phillips translation, it says, the shepherds went back to work, different people, because of what they've seen and heard. They went back what? To work, different people. Today, we have a challenge. After we heard these beautiful songs, and after we heard the little ones, and the young choir, we heard a message. A message from the Lord that a Savior is born. And they went to look at the Savior. Though he was a little baby, yet he was laying there with majesty, with grandeur, with authority. He was the one to bring peace, real peace. Whatever you hear about peace today, peace does not exist in the world. And all the work that is being done to create peace in the world, it's not going to happen. The peace it's going to happen is when Jesus Christ comes back and gives us the real peace. Amen. They went back to work. They had to go back and tend their sheep. What different people. When we leave here in about 5 minutes or so, when we leave this place, I hope each and everyone will be leaving this place as a different person. Why? Because we have heard the message of Christ. The message. What was it that was given to them from the angels in the heavenlies? What was the message? It says, a message first of good news. Christianity, folks, is good news. Christmas is good news. You go ahead and celebrate Christmas, but bring good news. It is good news from heaven. Jesus came down to die on the cross and to save you and me. Isn't that good news? He came to abolish sin. Man does not want it. And man today is not representing Christianity. Even the Christian community in the world is not representing Christianity. Christianity is not killing in the malls. Christianity is not cheating. Christianity is not to fill the prisons and jails all over the world. This is not Christianity. Christianity is to bring Jesus to the men and women of this world and to accept Him as their own Savior. He is the Savior from sin. Christianity today is misrepresented. That's why Jesus came to the world, and that's why we're reminded every year what Christianity is. Christianity is first and foremost good news. It's not bad news. We have the gospel, which is the good news, because it tells us about a Savior. It tells us about someone who brought peace, real peace, to the hearts first and to all the countries of the world second. If you have this Jesus, if you have this Savior, if you have Him in your heart, I would say, go out and rejoice and enjoy Christmas. What did they find? They found something else. They found great joy. They found great joy. They went there perplexed. What is it that we are called to go and look at? And they went, these shepherds, and when looked there, and they knelt there and looked at the face of Jesus, the Savior of the world, and accepted Him. Great joy filled their hearts. And when you accept Jesus as Savior, let me tell you one thing. All the sadness of the world will vanish, and joy will come to reign in your heart. Amen. That's what Christmas is. That's what Jesus brings. These men, they went back to work, different people, filled with good news and then with joy. And guess what? And they went, he says, it's not only restricted to us. That good news, the joy is not restricted to certain people, only those people who saw Jesus, who were there to listen. It's to all the world. Amen. The message from heaven today is Jesus loves you. And Jesus wants you to live a life with joy, with happiness, and good news to you and to each and every person. The message of Christmas is not for Christians only. It's for the whole world. The message of joy is not for Christians only. It's for every nation under the sun. And it says, for all the people. Can you tell me what all the people means? All the people, right? All the people. I'm Webster this afternoon. All the people is all the people. It's not restricted. So before you leave here, do what the shepherds have done. They went back to work. Different people. Don't go. Leave these doors empty-hearted. But take Jesus in your heart. Say, Jesus, I want you to take my life, to change me. Let sin go away. You died on the cross to save me from sin. You came to change me. You came to give me the good news. And here I am. I take the good news. I rejoice in it. And I go tell the whole world. Isn't that a message? Don't leave without this message. And let's all together leave with this message, the message of good news, great joy to everyone, and that's the message of heaven to you and me this morning. If you accept Him and take Him, you will live a life worthy of Him coming to die on the cross for your sins. Let's bow our heads and end this meeting and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to reign in our hearts. Take that good news. Rejoice in it and spread it over to the whole world. We thank you, our Father, for giving us the opportunity and reminding us with the angels from heaven that there is still good news in this world. There's still joy, and there's still joy for everyone only found in the Lord Jesus Christ. May his life be a message to each and every one of us to follow, to emulate, to live for. And may we carry this message, the message of peace, joy, and good news to the whole world. We thank you that you've given us the opportunity to praise your name again and to sing joy to the world. The Lord is come. Dismiss us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. The meeting is over. Thank you for coming. I hope you enjoyed it. And may the Lord be with you and bless you. And don't forget to spread the word, the good news that God has given us from heaven. Amen. God be with you.